K-State Nation, we are back in business. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, busy Monday night for the podcast here once again on this Monday, November 10th, 2025. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is women's basketball that's currently playing right now and having a battle a little bit with Lamar a little bit. So there's that. We'll have a postcast of that tomorrow for y'all. Men's basketball, football back. Cross country, women's soccer officially ended there as well. And a huge, and I just found this out like 30 minutes ago, huge injury on the football side, a big loss on that. Austin Romaine out for the rest of the season. Huge hit for that defense there, especially, again, I can keep telling y'all, if K-State's going to get bowl eligible, they need to win the next two to three games. And Austin Romaine, one of the leaders on that defense, will not be there for the remainder of the 2025 season. I'll get more information on that tomorrow morning. But, yeah, I just found that out like 30 minutes ago. So that's unfortunate for the defense for K-State. They're a huge hit, huge loss there. So interesting there. Obviously, you still have Des Fornell there. As far as, unless tell me another surprise there, but Des Fornell still on there. That's going to be now going to have Ace and Newsom probably step up in that role, Gabe Powers in that role, something like that. But that's a huge hit for that defense there as well. So, again, all things K-State sports there here on the main feed. If it's your first time on this podcast, again, thank you for taking time out of the week to do so. This is the Looking Ahead in the MHK, K-State sports this week. Nothing tomorrow. I'm getting right on into business here. Nothing tomorrow, obviously. Again, I'm recording this during the K-State women's basketball game right now, and they're currently up by 4 right now on Lamar. And Lamar had a lead earlier on. And remember, K-State, I'm sorry to get off a little tangent, but K-State, obviously, the women's basketball team come off of a come-behind win on the road against SMU. We just did a postcast of it. That's up now on the Pearl Project Podcast feed there as well. And oh, by the way, yes, we come at you daily. Every single day, including the holidays. Yes, we're sort of in the middle of the holiday season there as well. We're Thanksgiving coming up here in about 2 weeks, something like that around there. And Christmas is going to be here. And before you know it, oh, damn, Lord willing, we're going to be almost in the new year of 2026. So definitely make this add this podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts. So yes, definitely, excuse me, nothing tomorrow. And then looking around the rest of the schedule this week for K-State sports, it's going to be Wednesday night, women's volleyball taking on 21st-ranked Baylor. Again, coming off of another upset over another top 20-ranked opponent. That was Colorado last week in Morgan Family Arena there as well. And K-State has a winning record on both sides now. And really, K-State's been winning games all year long. And so, and I've already went on the top of the mountain saying that this is the best team that Jason Mansfield has had since taking over as head coach of this volleyball team. And they look to take down another ranked opponent in Baylor. And that'll be the second time that those teams played. So hopefully you don't get season swept by Baylor. And you go back to that road swing again, 5-game road swing. They had opportunities to beat Baylor there. So you get them at home this time, and you hope to capitalize on that. Thursday, right? Women's basketball returns right back to, it looks like we're going to have a little bit of doubleheader at Bramblers Thursday. Ooh, look at that. So women's basketball, no matter what happens in this game, hopefully we can win this game. they'll be kicking off the doubleheader. South Dakota kicks things off. Basketball Thursday. 4 o'clock, both these games, Bramlage Coliseum, and this is probably, what, the third, fourth time, year in a row that we've seen the men's and women's basketball team do this. They'll take a day out of schedule and have a mini doubleheader at Bramlage Coliseum. So the women kick it off first, South Dakota, 4 o'clock Central Time, and then the primetime game, Cal comes into Bramlage. They take on Jerome Tang, PJ Haggerty and company, and the K-State men's basketball team. That is Thursday night. And Friday, cross country. Now, I am not aware who's going to represent K-State there, but if we do know about it, we'll know about it for sure. So the NCAA Midwest is regionals for K-State. So again, as I'm sitting recording this podcast on this cold Monday night, I don't know who's going to represent us there. So again, I should know more by the end of this week there as well. So cross country at regionals this week there that's on Friday. Saturday, football. We'll have pregame, obviously, Oklahoma State. We all know what's going on there. And I just told y'all, big news. Dylan Edwards, we know that, right? The second big news story. Austin Romaine out for the season. I don't know the explanation. I don't know the reason right now, but obviously I'll find out soon enough. Yes, well, we'll talk about it on this week as we continue on this week there. So Oklahoma State there. And then K-State Women's Volleyball continues to host. They're in the middle of a four-game. They're going to be in the middle of a four-game stretch at home. Welcome, KU. Dylan Sunflower Showdown, Part 2, Saturday matinee, 1 o'clock. And the last time these two teams met, K-State, they're unbelievable. They're in Allen Fieldhouse there in Lawrence, and we know what happened with there that weekend. We swept, took all the money from KU that weekend there. And K-State, if they can take out Baylor Wednesday, you're setting up. Ooh, that resume looking really good right now. As this week, KU is what? Looking down here, I'm going to need some glasses soon here. That's they're ranked 13th in the country. KU is heading into this week as well. So 13th, and that's actually the same ranking when K-State knocked them off in Lawrence. So maybe there's a little bit of what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, damn it. I cannot think of the word right now that I want to use. There, superstitious. There, you superstitious, you will there. So we'll see what happens there. That's Saturday. So Saturday football on the road in Stillwater, by the way, 11 o'clock there. Again, we'll have a lot more. And of course, we'll have a reaction of that on Sunday. And then when we get through Sunday here to finish off the week. And then, of course, women's basketball. A lot of Jeff Mini Squad. Busy, baby. They'll be hosting Texas Tech in Brams Coliseum. So, three games this week for K-State Women's Basketball. You got Lamar right now going on right now. It's about to end this week's MHK right now. Let me hit this screen here. I'm just going to let me do that. they're leading by currently by 4. I don't know if that's right now. Obviously, just this new thing that popped up just randomly on my Samsung S21 has a score of women's basketball. So I'm assuming I'm going to get that all year for the rest of the year. So you got that, South Dakota Thursday, and then turn around. Well, luckily, these games are all at home. And then Sunday, you have to wrap up the week. You have Texas A&M coming to Manhattan there to wrap up a pretty wild homestand for the K-State Women's Basketball team there. Of course, we'll have all the postcasts for you there as well. And speaking of which, back in business, yes, sir. So hopefully on the Podbean app, once we get that squared away, me and Alex will be recording. And yes, I've been recording over there, yes, because of being limited due to other reasons. But now we're back in business now on the Podbean app, Greer3Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R. Number 3 EDD Idea Process Podcast. Again, download the Podbean app right now. You want bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats? GRIER, number 3 EDD Idea Process Podcast, for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. Yeah, so for the first time in quite a while, y'all going to hear Alex's thoughts, and I'm probably going to just keep it simple because it's been a minute since we had Alex on the show there as well. And maybe next week we'll have to double up on the podcast next week there and getting his thoughts on get him caught up with basketball there as well. As basketball just started as well on the men's side there as well. Back in business on Podbean, baby. Cannot wait over there. And hopefully Thursday is the target there as well. It's going to be a short show, about 30 to 35 minutes. And depending on what dominoes fall outside, we'll have to see. See about all that. But that is this week in the MHK for K-State Athletics this week. A lot of women's basketball going on, and it's going on right now as K-State is leading Lamar by 4. That's going on as well. And speaking of which, there in our primetime episode just landed on the iTunes feed there as well. So again, if you're not subscribed to this Everyday Podcast, K-State Podcast, I know what you've been doing all year long. We're coming at you every day, whether that's football, women's basketball, men's basketball, cross country, women's tennis, been busy throughout the fall semester, and they just wrapped up their fall schedule last week there as well. So we'll try to get you squared away on that at some point during the week when we get around to it. Yeah, I mean, it's about that time. So like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Yes, sir. Well, y'all be notified about it there. We already told you about the Podbean app. And make sure you tell a big K-State fan about this podcast. We appreciate your support all season long, whether that's in the middle of trying to figure things out, or it's every day, whether you've been in and out or been hanging out with us from the very beginning, or just joined us at some point during the year or in the beginning of the year. Thank you so much. I've been blown away recently by the numbers, folks. It's crazy. So again, I'm just blown away that I'm continuing to just talk, or giving you my thoughts anyways, out here in Kansas City, Missouri, about being passionate about Kansas State athletics, man. And another busy week, so we'll see what happens as we move forward. Yeah, it's been a busy Monday night recording wise anyway, so just waiting on the word outside here. Well, not outside, but inside the EG3 confines there. So we'll see what happens with KC Sports this week. So there is that. Alex Aiden out there in Scenic, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. A chilly KC, Missouri tonight here, folks, in on Monday. Or I should say, oof. Who is this? What the hell is going on here? But anyways, yeah, I'll have to find that out here in a minute. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to another edition, MHK style, of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll be talking to y'all throughout this week. Cats.